Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. When Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ordered at the end of July that the remaining uses of ethylmercurine vaccines be removed, it was political.
For years before President Trump appointed Kennedy cabinet head to oversee our nation's top health agencies, he was a vaccine skeptic who blamed this form of mercury for autism.
Yet study after study has debunked this claim. So let's get a short chemistry lesson to explain why. Ethylmercury is also known as thimerosal, and for years was safely used to preserve some vaccines.
This is one of four forms of mercury. In its raw form, elemental mercury is one of two liquid elements and only becomes highly toxic in vapor form.
There are mercury salts, which are deadly neurotoxins and have no medical uses. The third form, methylmercury, is also toxic and accumulates in the body and the brain. It's found in fresh and saltwater fish such as bass and tuna.
Finally, ethylmercury. Even though it sounds like methylmercury, its effect on the body is far different and safe. While ethylmercury can clear the body in days, methylmercury takes months and accumulates in the body.
Yet, political pressure removed its use in vaccines over two decades ago, and now even the few exceptions are gone. Since then, autism numbers have also continued to rise.
Kennedy's new order again conflates the connection where none exists. Vaccines prevent deadly and harmful diseases. Full stop. Talk with your doctor about which ones to get.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.